The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How much porn do women watch? This is a heated question because we actually had one of our listeners, George, send an email and say, why don't you let DJ Automatic and Anthony A talk about women watching porn? Because George, they have penises. And they don't know what women are doing. We women know what we're doing.
After all these years of being on a show that's led by a female, the one thing I have learned is that I cannot speak for women.
There you go, Automatic. What did I learn that?
I love that. Because you're a girl dad, too.
I'm a girl dad. It took me a long time to figure that out. But
he just figured out last week. All right, so let's have a real convo now. Let the episode begin. I don't know if anybody knew this who's listening. Maybe you've been listening for a day. Maybe you've been listening for 10 years. Who knows? But if you have, you would know I am an only child. And it's so important for everyone who's listening, whether you have siblings, you're in a relationship, whatever the case is, you get some alone time. Is it finally Thursday?
It is.
Are we almost to Friday? God, I've been waiting for Thursday since Sunday. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
You wouldn't be an only child if you didn't put your feelings over everybody else. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Ape.
No, I think, you know, last night, DJ Automatic and I are married. And last night he went downstairs for a little bit. And it was so weird because I needed that moment. And it's like, you didn't even say anything. I didn't even tell you anything. It's almost like you read my mind. I needed to be alone.
Damn.
I needed that. And then he comes back upstairs.
Why do you think I was downstairs?
No, oh, man. You need to be alone too. Well, no, but then you come back up and you're laying there. I'm like, my God, this guy needs to go back downstairs. But I didn't tell you. And then you went back down.
No, I didn't. I went to go hang out with Ava because I wasn't feeling very welcome. So I was
could you feel the energy?
Oh, yeah. That's a benefit of having a child. You have a best friend in the house, right?
I got someone to hang out with all the time. And if Ava didn't work, I could have gone and hung out with the dog.
Automatic, were you needing your own alone time or were you sensing what's going on from your wife?
I grew up in a house of six people that was like very, very small. So I'm used to people being on top of me all the time.
He likes it. He almost craves it. For me, being an only child, I need alone time. But regardless of if you grew up with 20 people in your house or just you as an only child like me, alone time is very necessary to gather your thoughts. It's good for the soul and it's good for the mind.
If you're an only child, your feelings always have to come first.
Whatever. I do hide my Oreos from my family still. I admit.
Another only child.
That's a weird behavior
only children are, they're different.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Dessert Day.
Can't skip
desserts.
That.
You cannot. And with that, Automatic, I'll pose this question. What did a teddy bear say when they asked him if he wanted another slice of pie?
What did the teddy bear say when he said he wanted another slice of pie, Anthony? He
said, no, I'm stuffed. No. Come on, that's a nice dessert joke. That's a good dessert joke, dude. Got you, dude.
Stop pumping him up. Stop pumping him up.
You laugh. Don't lie. You laugh, DJ.
I snickered. Stop pumping him up.
Yeah, we got National Bald and Free, too.
Oh, Bald and Free. Okay. Someone who's bald comes to mind right away.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Rock.
DJ Automatic.
Ooh,
the Rock. Oh, Little Rob.
Yeah,
Anthony A.
Dog. Okay. Neighborhood.
The music. All right. What about Pitbull?
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Oh, my God. He's the richest man in the world, or is he? I don't know. That changed last week.
Bounces around every week. Yeah.
The most famous bald man of all, or soon to be, Anthony A.
Oh. Ooh. He's not bald.
Damn,
That was just a cut. That was an only child cut right there.
Sorry.
You didn't need to do that. That was just a stab.
Anthony,
I think
it's time to shave your head.
Just go hang out by yourself.
It is Hispanic Heritage
Month. Do you know how insulting that is?
I don't know how insulting that is to a man? I don't.
That's literally like asking a woman her age. Like, that's telling a man, yo, it's time to shave your head.
You realize he's coming up with ways to get you.
That's like, I'm going to get you, Dana.
That's the line you crossed. And that was it. It was not my hairline, but you crossed the line.
Hispanic Heritage Month fact. All right, it's about Selena Gomez. Catch it next hour.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turn the show on, we're discussing a secret Two Dudes, One Studio that DJ Automatic and Anthony A had yesterday about a message from George. George's familia, okay? Anybody who listens to us is fam. And George said that I'm always cutting you men off because women love adult entertainment. We just love it. Okay. Before we move forward, I need to know, did DJ Automatic agree with you and George, Anthony A?
Yeah. Your husband was a good man.
You know what I'm going to say? Check the tapes. I'm going to have to stay away from that guy because I don't think he could speak for women because guess what? He's not a woman.
Yeah. And this is why I married you, DJ Automatic. You always know. In no way, shape, or form am I saying that women don't enjoy this type of adult entertainment. However, that being said, I am not spending a third, a quarter of my check every single time I get paid to go up and have some strange, sweaty on me. It's not happening. And if
nobody wants that.
Well, let me finish. Hold on. Here's the thing. Men, you do pay for that. That's why there are adult entertainment for men. Because we're different creatures. I'm not saying that I don't like going in with you and doing, you get to do whatever. If these type of establishments could open and make money, they would.
Yeah.
They'd be on every street corner.
I mean, it's a capitalist society, baby.
The reason why you have Hooters and not peacocks.
Exactly.
You peacock.
There's a reason. Okay. And then as far as the movies and stuff, yes. I don't think that there's anyone who is going to deny if you have done this, that if your partner's into it, it's cool. And maybe even once in a blue moon, you too, on your own, you know, might watch. But not the way y'all do your things. But it's just different.
Don't make us feel like criminals or like it's outliers.
Not crime. No, it's not criminal.
For
it's not
me
criminal
and Gilbert
activity.
Liking what we like.
Nobody did. But don't tell me what I like and what women like. That's why some of y'all can't figure it out where things go and things are. Because you don't know what women like.
Well, that's why they study the movies, Dana. So they can figure out where everything goes.
Those movies are made in the perspective of men. A lot
They're
of that stuff's not even
Dana.
Real. They're not educational.
So what you're saying is we need more adult film directors in the game. Female film directors.
We need more female.
There it is.
Nobody wants to watch that.
No, y'all need to learn to take direction. That's what it is. Let's take a phone call. You know what you said, line two is a woman. How much money are you spending at the adult male dancing place?
I would have to say a solid zero. Unless they've got some good steak and fries.
Thank you. Okay.
I might do my lunch out there or my dinners, but
this is the difference between men and women. Like, y'all pay for all that. I don't want strange around me. I just don't. It's just not my thing. And it's not most women's thing. Okay. Second question. How much grown-up sexy time movies are you downloading on a daily basis?
I would have to say also again zero on that.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you're not saying you've never watched it though, right?
Well, that's the next question automatically.
No, I'm not saying that.
But if you are with somebody, you know, one of your man friends, and he's into that, you're not opposed to, you know, watching a little movie, are you?
No, not at all. I mean, watching, making is much funner, but definitely not downloading.
Little did we know.
And the moral of the story is, men, stop trying to speak for women.
No, the moral of the story is the freaks come out at night.
Or a daytime on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Having a partner can make you more money. And it's not just because you're combining your salaries. No, there's more to it. So I'll explain why coupling up is a good idea in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you primero. You go first.
So the scariest thing about Halloween this year is going to be all the empty shelves. Supply chains issues overseas has Halloween costumes and decorations very hard to find.
I already knew you were going to say something like that because I went to the grocery store and usually by this time it's Christmas everywhere. You know, I know we haven't hit Halloween yet, but those shelves are empty.
Yeah. So
right now.
So stores like Lowe's, Home Depot, and TJ Maxx, you know how they would usually have like tons and tons of stuff? They barely have anything. And then I also saw yesterday that UPS, FedEx, United States Postal Service is saying if you're going to ship Christmas presents, you need to start doing it now because they're going to be overwhelmed.
Damn. That's what happened last year. A lot of people didn't get packages for months. Our daughter, Ava Maddock, my mom sent her a card. I think she got it mid-January.
Dude.
I'm just telling you.
And my mom mailed cash. Stop doing that, Mom. I was freaking out. I was like, why are you mailing cash?
There are huge supply chain issues everywhere. I mean, iPhone is not going to be able to come out. Like, they're going to have to cut the production of iPhone 13 because they don't have enough chips.
Just keep thinking about the cash, my mom said.
Yeah, they're trying to get another supply chain.
She's like doing a Narcos idea or something. What are you doing? Stop.
Oh, man. Well, Automatic, if people are looking for gifts, then maybe they could turn to Walmart. In case you missed it, Walmart is opening up a Netflix store and selling show-themed merch, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Ooh, You can head over to Walmart.com and get things from Squid Game, Stranger Things, or one of my favorite shows, Nailed It. Shout out to Nicole Byer.
Oh, wow.
I love
that
show.
Great.
So, man,
are they going to have Halloween costumes? Because no one else is going to have them.
Well, yeah, they will. They have a lot of Squid Game outfits, they say, on the website, too. So go to Walmart.com. You can pick up the latest merch from your favorite Netflix show.
If I was going to be a Squid Game character,
who would you be?
Oh, my gosh.
Would you be a triangle? Would you be a circle? Or would you just dye your hair red?
No. I'm going to be the doll that is in charge of red light, green light.
Dude, all this Netflix talking, y'all are forgetting about Tiger King and Joe Exotic. Y'all hurt my feelings,
that was last year,
No, that was last year.
Nobody cares about that dude anymore.
I was on a Joe Mola.
It's Squid Game all the way, baby. Ever since he went to jail, nobody got that commissary money, except my mom, maybe, the cash.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, so in case you missed it, coupling up can make you more money. It improves the economic fortunes of couples, both men and women. And it's not because you're just paying one rent or you buy one refrigerator. Sociologists just conducted a study that says if you have a partner, it makes men, in particular, more responsible and better workers. The University of Virginia just released this study. Harvard just did a study as well. And it reports that when men are in a relationship, they work harder, earn more, and are more focused on providing.
And they even shower.
Yeah, baby!
I mean, come on, think about it. When you're single, you don't care about anything.
Oh, no, duh. This whole relationship stuff sounds like a pyramid scheme.
It is not a pyramid scheme! Somebody's like, Dana just made that up, so I'll marry her. No, I didn't. I'll share this study now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go to the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you lost 770 pounds of high-grade marijuana, somebody found it.
What the fuck?
The Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department
just
in Florida. Just posted on Facebook, hey, we found your $2 million worth of high-grade marijuana. And if you are the owner, we'd love to return your property. Sure you would. Sure
only
you
in
would.
Florida.
Please contact our narcotics agents, and we'll be more than happy to reunite you with your lost property. I bet you anything there's going to be somebody that calls them and says, that's my weed.
It could be one of these mob bosses' kids, because mob bosses hate cell phone obsessed Generation Z kids.
What?
You're kidding me.
With the way that millennials and Gen Z are attached to their phones, New York mob bosses don't want to hand over the family business.
Forget about it.
They say the younger generation got too soft growing up in the suburbs. They feel like, you know, the threats that they used to make face-to-face, they happen on Twitter and via text now.
On the Twitter fingers, yeah.
And the feds can, you know, find that out real easily. And recently, one made guy from the Colombo family was on the run, and he was actually forced to turn himself in because his son tweeted a photo of him relaxing by the pool.
Oh my gosh, his son's the snitch?
Yes.
Did he not watch Goodfellas? Remember at the beginning of the movie what Henry Hill taught us?
Paulie hated phones. He wouldn't have one in his house. He used to get all his calls secondhand. Then you'd have to call the people back from an outside phone.
Goodfellas is a real story. That's how the mob in the 80s got brought down. And Henry Hill ended up having to turn state's witness because his babysitter, who was running drugs, was a mule, picked up the phone.
Damn. And now they're just going down because their kids are tweeting about
them. I know.
Maybe it's a Tekashi 6ix9ine influence.
That might be it.
How do you think the mob feels about stinky kids?
What?
Or stinky young adults. How about that?
How about nobody likes stinky young adults?
I asked you guys because recently, you know how we're back up to having in-person events, and a video game tournament had to implicate a rule that penalized players because they smelled bad and had dirty clothes.
Oh. That is so disgusting, and every woman who's listening right now has run into that one guy that smells like old laundry. You know, he just picks up the clothes by his bed, sniffs it. This all right?
I hate to stereotype gamers, but let me tell you something. If there was ever something that you could stereotype them about, it's the fact
IT
that they
guys.
Do not shower.
IT guys, gamers, and engineers. They all stink. So they gave him a fine?
Yeah, actually, they would ask him to penalize. They would penalize them by asking him to leave the tournament, no longer allowing him to play. And for a consolation prize, they would give him a nice little deodorant kit on the way out. So that's cool, dog. Like, that's what's up. Put some deodorant on, gamers. Come on, y'all.
Go back to your mom's house and take a shower.
What the f- is that?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
New documents filed when it comes to the Kim Kardashian versus Kanye West divorce. And we'll give you all the details on that. This story and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Yeah, we got to start off with, on this day in 1973, George Floyd was born.
Rest in peace, George Floyd.
We also have Usher celebrating his birthday and Stephen A. Smith celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so I got to start off with some serious news. You know, a couple days ago, Tyga was arrested on felony domestic violence. His ex-girlfriend, Cameron Swanson, uploaded video of herself allegedly after being beaten by Tyga. And she's bruised up. Her face looks really terrible. This has been an ongoing issue in their relationship. Before I move on, remember, there's always help. You can call 1-800-799-7233. That's the domestic violence hotline. I want to say, Tyga started flirting with Kylie Jenner when she was 14, 15 years old. I just think that there's something weird about a man who's almost 30 or even in his mid-20s who wants to talk to young
girls.
Grooming
a young girl, basically.
There's just something wrong.
But at the same time, that doesn't mean that this happened because we don't know what happened. He did turn himself in. He already posted bail. We'll see what happens.
I do know he's always been a shady person, though.
Like, it's
I've been at two concerts where Tyga's supposed to be there and he doesn't show up.
It's just,
so, I mean, like, I just think that says, this guy, he's always into, like, these weird things. Like, weird things always happen. Like, going back to him and Blac Chyna. Like,
no,
that relationship
right.
was weird. Yeah, I agree with you, Dane. There's nothing going on with him.
Well, Did you see her at the Miami airport yesterday? That's a whole other story.
Yeah, she was, I don't know what she was on. But, all right, she got on the plane, though. So, anyway, now let's talk about Bad Bunny. He's playing a character named Kitty Pais on the new Narcos series on Netflix. It'll be available for streaming November 5th.
But,
Bad Bunny, taking over the world, huh? You know, he's not focused on music right now. He says he wants to focus on his WWE stuff. He loves WWE and acting.
Getting back in the ring. But I need to see Bad Bunny in Squid Games if I'm gonna read subtitles.
Squid Game 2?
Yeah.
That'd be funny to see him in Squid Game. All right, so now let's move on and talk about Kim Kardashian versus Kanye West. She's won the $60 million Hidden Hills home she once shared with Kanye West. That didn't surprise me. I think what was surprising to me is I really thought that they were going to work on their marriage. I mean, I hope. It's not that I am crazy about these two people. I'm always looking to see what they're doing. They're just a married couple with four kids. And I always hope for people that are married to try to work through things. Obviously, this
I mean, they're going to be co-parenting. They both are filthy rich. They're able to do and come and go anywhere they please and take their kids wherever they want to.
No, I get it. I get it. No, you know, and he is selling the smaller of the two ranches in Wyoming. He bought himself a little bachelor pad in
Belgium. I feel like
they're
doing a really good job so far.
Do you think he just got all hurt because of the SNL monologue when she flamed him up? She flamed him.
Take the house, I don't care.
I read that he wrote that for her.
Okay.
That is not true.
He don't even write his own rhymes, dog. He don't write her monologue. What are you talking about, bro? Consequence wrote that for her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Halloween this year is proving to be more spooky than cute. Some of the best-selling candy are not what they normally are. I can't wait to give you this food news inside Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
If you need a job, USAA has just moved their minimum wage from $16.50 an hour to $21 an hour for entry-level employees. That means, starting with USAA, day one, you make $43,680 annually. Holiday bonuses, annual performance incentives, and other benefits mean you can make up to $54,000 year one.
What kind of job is that again?
Any position there at USAA, entry-level positions. And, of course, they're hiring entry-level and all the way up to executive. But that's the starting pay. And they need 3,600 employees right now.
Oh, yeah, I remember my friend Raul who went to go work for USAA and never came back.
Never came back.
Yeah, you're like, well, yeah.
And now he just bought a new house and a new car.
He got a radio and we ain't seen him since.
He got a video game room, dog.
Yeah, he has a video game room. People are like, what? USAA.com/jobs. I can't believe they're looking to fill this many positions. And some of them you can work from home. And if you make under $100,000, they have a child benefit program to help you with daycare.
Damn.
I know. Everybody's leaving their jobs.
I know.
Right now.
I was gonna say, I'm like,
I'm
contemplating whether I want to be here or not.
All right. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, and of course, tomorrow's the last day. And we're sitting here on this radio station playing your favorite music. I can't believe I haven't saluted Selena Gomez.
As a Mexican woman,
I've learned so much, and I continue to learn so much.
You know, she's one of the most followed women in the world. She's Mexican-American. She's host of her own cooking show, starring in the new movie produced by Drake. She has her own makeup line.
She's named after Selena.
Selena. Bitty, bitty, bum, bum.
She's a pioneer in social media detoxing.
She is.
She was one of the first ones telling people to do that, and I rock with that.
I went to her Instagram. She has over 250 million followers.
Damn.
That's wild. And her story is incredible. You know, her family came here illegally from Mexico. And she talks about immigration reform constantly. It's such an important conversation. Salute Selena Gomez.
Long way from Wizards of Waverly Place to here.
I know, that's right. All right, and then finally in food news, Halloween, people want to get, I guess, their aggression out, their anger out. So bloody eyeball candies are in the top five selling when it comes to candy. No, ants food, they look like ants.
Yeah.
But they're chocolate.
Nobody wants that.
No, they do. People are buying these. These are some of the top-selling candies. Blood bags for drinks. You know when you get a blood...
That's pretty trendy. I can see that being a thing.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
And, made my stomach turn.
And one of the biggest selling items on Amazon right now is the witch's cauldron to serve
the
like drinks
the
out of your
pot.
Party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think it's a really... I mean, it's telling about the year. We've had a tough year.
We pretty much missed Halloween last year.
So let's just go all out with bloody eyeballs and everything else.
Witch's cauldron. What is it called?
A cauldron.
Do you think that's where WAP comes from? Just brewing up WAP in there?
I'm fucking...
That's where that is.
The potion for WAP.
That's not a potion for and WAP. The moisture is in the cauldron. National Day, Anthony A.
Surprisingly, it's National Chocolate-Covered Insect Sex Day.
Hey, that's a delicacy. Just to let you know, my family comes from Mexico. Eating bugs there is normal.
Mm.
Yeah, our ancestors ate bugs.
Everybody out there, you need a good friend like Dana Cortez when it's time to tell you, let it go. All my guys out there with receding hairlines, cut it off, shave
I'm
the head.
Sorry,
it
Anthony.
Is National Bald and Free Day.
Hey, so earlier I made a joke about Anthony's hair. I was just kidding.
Yeah, he's like, let's double down on that.
No, Sinbad told you, Anthony asked Sinbad the comedian, when should I let it go? When should I give it up? And Sinbad said, it gave up on you, son.
Yeah, thanks for making me relive that when one of my idols made fun of my biggest insecurities. Thank you. All right, cool. Appreciate that. You know what? How about this? It's National Dessert Day. There you go.
Okay, there
that.
You go.
All right.
I'm sorry.
My heart hurts for Anthony right now.
Here. I know how much Anthony loves cherry cheese Danish. So in order to make up for what I just did, I'll buy you a cherry
That's
cheese.
$1.25 It's $1.25 Thank you, friend.
And a lifetime of hurt.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to roast you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
For all my girl dads expecting to be, I have what is quite possibly the father of the year right across from me, sir, DJ Automatic.
No.
So he has some girl dad tips for you fathers expecting to be. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio, and I'm far from the best dad ever. I will say that.
I think, you know what? I don't review fathers. It's not a father review, but I think you're a great dad, dude. You're active.
I try.
You give a lot of school rides and stuff like that.
I try. I'm not the best dad, I promise
you. I never got a ride to school, but I think you're a good dad, dude. I think you're doing it.
Decent
and
dad.
I think you're a happy father. That's one thing I do
try to be a good dad. I put a lot of effort into
that's
it.
That's always you were very proud to talk about your daughter, and it seems like you and your daughter do have a very healthy relationship.
We do, yeah.
One thing that always does kind of crack me up about especially girl dads to be is when they're doing like the gender reveal, dude, and like, you know, it's like either blue or pink, and I always feel that there's a hint of disappointment from most dudes when they see pink. You just see the stress fly before their eyes.
Well, I was
going
to say, because you realize you're taking on something you truly don't understand, and that takes me into my first tip of how to be a good girl dad. You don't know anything about women. I'm sorry. I thought I had women figured out, and then I had a daughter, and I realized I know nothing about women, and it's all just a learning process, and you really have to become a listener.
Okay, all right. Number two tip for fathers expecting to be girl dads for the first time.
You can't talk to your daughter like she's your friend.
I mean,
you can't talk to your kids like they're your friend, but you can't talk to your daughter like she's your friend, because the one thing you have to understand is that the way you talk to your daughter is the way she's going to expect men to talk to her. And so when I talk to her, I didn't figure this out.
That sizzle right there. That was deep, Automatic.
I didn't figure it out until a few years ago. And then I started thinking, I was like, girls always date their dad.
Gotcha.
And if I'm over here acting crazy and talking crazy, that's what she's going to be attracted to.
That research that I was looking into actually says that like the father is the first romantic example of like how a woman should be treated. So that relationship is big too. And if you're talking to her like blase, like we're homies or we're friends, that's going to set a weird example going forward. I like that. And your final tip for men expecting to be girl dads for the first time. DJ Automatic, go ahead.
She's going to grow up, but she can always be your little girl.
Oh,
and that's the thing. It's like, as my daughter gets older now, and she's, you know, she just turned 14, she's becoming a little woman. And I go to the mall or I'm somewhere with her and I see the way that guys look at her. And of course, I'm like really protective because I remember, like, you know, being a boy or her age. And if I was, you know what we wanted.
Yeah.
I'm in the other position now. I'm in the protector position. And so I realized that she, you know, she's going to grow up and she's going to make her own decisions. But no matter what, she's always going to be my little baby girl.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The WTF mob story. They're all good, of course, every time. But the fact that the mob children are taking their parents down is absolutely crazy.
Damn,
think about it, if Al Capone was alive today, he'd be in jail because of TikTok. Not because of tax evasion.
Yeah, no.
What's your favorite mob movie?
My favorite mob.
Oh, it's got to be Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is good.
What is that? Bronx Story? That's a good one.
A Bronx Tale.
Yeah. I like The Departed.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Departed is good, too. Is Scarface a mob movie?
No, that's more like...
That's a Cuban mob. It's more like
immigrant, like, come to America, like, and make it movie.
And live his nightmare instead of his dream?
That's what that is.
I mean, that's the American dream right there. He went from, like, you know, fresh off the boat to being a multimillionaire.
Like Jenny 6ix9ine said, from a pobrecita to a bad... All right, here's more of the podcast now.